Hello, everyone, and welcome to the inaugural episode of the first ever Killer Frogs podcast, The Campus Tour. I'm your host, Nathan Cross, and I'm thrilled to kick off this journey with all of you. Joining me is my co-host, JD Andrews. He is a fellow sports enthusiast, as writer for Killer Frogs as well. But JD, tell us a little bit about yourself.
What's up, guys? I host the baseball podcast. I'm on the football podcast for Killer Frogs. Just love every single sport that has to do with TCU. If they're playing, I'm probably hating whoever they're playing. But other than that, I'm excited to be here. We should have a great first episode. It's going to be really fun the next few weeks.
Thanks, JD. We have a very special guest with us today and our first TCU athlete and beach volleyball star, Tanya Moreno. Thank you for so much for taking time with us, and especially amidst your busy schedule preparing for the Paris Olympics. We're truly excited to have you on board. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey with TCU, with the Olympics, and through your high school years or whatever you want to tell us?
Yeah. So thanks for having me. It's such a pleasure. And as you said, I'm a professional beach volleyball player from Spain. I went to TCU in 2020, COVID year. So that was also like shocking experience to move from Spain to the States and starting a new experience, new journey. And I think TCU also helped me a lot in this journey, not only my professional career here in Spain, but combining both on the international stage. And right now I'm just super excited. We're traveling to Paris next week to play the Olympic Games. And it's one horned frog that is going to be there in Paris playing under the Eiffel Tower.
That is amazing. So, traveling to Paris is, have you ever been to Paris? Do you know what to expect? Have you ever played any matches there? Or what is there to know?
I've been to Paris. There's a competition, a tournament hosted in Roland Garros, so it's part of the World Tour. But my mom was also a professional beach volleyball player, and she did play there super close to the Eiffel Tower. And I have this picture when I was, I think, 8 or 9 years old, and she was playing in the back, but my dad was there too, and she took a picture of me with the courts and the Eiffel Tower in the back. And I think it's just like a dream to have the chance to recreate that picture because it's super cute. I can show it to you if you want, but it's like accomplishing two dreams at the same time. So yeah, I've been to Paris and now I'm gonna be there again, but in a more special way.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about you and your partner and how y'all connected, and like this being y'all's first Olympics, it's a huge accomplishment not only for you, your families, and I know it's been a journey for both of you. So tell us a little bit about y'all's journey together.
So Daniela Alvarez, she started playing tennis since she was a kid. That's why I didn't know her from before. But we both came to the National Training Center here in Spain. The program started in 2016, and she didn't play beach volleyball at all. She just got recruited and came here, and that's when we met. And the connection that we found was so magical, and maybe that's why we've been playing together for more than 8 years. And yeah, I've started playing since I was 4 years old because of my parents, like I said. And I don't know, maybe the combination of our personalities or just, I don't know, it's chemistry that we have on court. It's what makes it so beautiful. And then we had the chance to go together to TCU. She's 1 year older than me, and it was her dream to study at the States, and I never had it in mind, but she was the one who went there first, and she was like, Tanya, you have to come. This is going to be a real experience. I love it. Just make the official visit, see how it looks like. And I was like, sure. I went to TCU for 1 weekend. I loved it. And the next year, 2020, is when I went to TCU, and we were both playing together in the TCU beach volleyball team. And yeah, we made with the team, we made it into 3 national championships, which was already like a super thing for the program. And we're so excited for our last year together, our last dance, and I don't know, just all in for last year.
Obviously, the Olympics is kind of like a big deal, you know, very big deal. But how much does it help you, like, staying calm, considering that you're still with your partner that you've been with for so long now?
Yeah, so the qualification journey was so long. It started in January 1st, 2023, and we already knew that every tournament was an opportunity to get points, to you know, go get growing in the rankings. And of course, people ask you, how are you doing, or how are you managing your emotions? And now that it's getting closer, maybe you get to feel those emotions a little bit more. But we stayed super calm and present, controlling the things that we can control. Because we had a few tournaments last week, and even though those tournaments didn't count for the Olympic qualification, we were just thinking in those tournaments. So I just think, as I said, we stayed focused on the present and controlling those little things. And right now, I'm just maybe a little bit overwhelmed packing and getting everything ready, but I'm not feeling what I think I'm going to feel when I'm on court playing under the Eiffel Tower.
Is the actual court, is it under the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, the
that
stadium
is amazing.
Amazing. I think it's one of the best venues at the Olympics, because it's, I don't know, I saw some videos and I think the Eiffel Tower is like 20 meters away. Like, you're going to be setting and you're going to be facing the Eiffel Tower just right there.
Will y'all get to practice there before y'all compete?
Yeah, we have like 1 hour to get to know the central court. Then we have practice courts that are not in that venue, but we get that familiarization moment on central court just to at least get used to the stands, environment, the sand. It's gonna be cool.
Yeah.
What is one thing about Paris that you're excited about? And like, you've been there before, but like, what's one thing you want to try when you're there?
Try?
Like, you can do, try, whatever you want.
I don't know. I just think the environment and the atmosphere at the villa, the Olympic Village, is gonna be so exciting. But also, we cannot lose our focus, because there are gonna be so many activities to do, connect with other teams from other countries or other sports. So bonding with other people, I think it's gonna be really cool. But also, as I said, you have to stay focused, and I think the first game is what I'm gonna enjoy the most. Trying to manage all those emotions for all the emotions that I'm gonna get on that first serve or on that first pass. Ooh, I get goosebumps just thinking about it.
You mentioned the first game and stuff, and like, I know you've prepared for that, but do you know anything about your opponents and who you're gonna be playing against, or do y'all just prepare for just whatever comes y'all's way?
We do. We have France, the host country. We played against them 3 times already this year, so we do know them really good. And then we also have the actual European Championships. We played them in the final last year at the European Championships. And also we have the bronze medal team that also played in the European Championships. She's also an Olympic medalist, gold Olympic medalist. So it's a really tough pool. And those 3 games are going to be the 29th, 31st, and 3rd of August. And I just think every point counts, every moment, every action. We just need to give it all and enjoy. Enjoy also every moment.
And what is like the stay and everything look like? What does y'all's training schedule look like when you get to Paris? I know it's busy in the training center right now, but like, when you get to Paris, does it look the same, or do you like have different like training schedules because you're going to be competing instead of practicing?
Yeah, so we first, we're going to get there on Tuesday night, and Wednesday morning already we're going to be practicing. Our coaches, usually we arrange all the practice sessions with other teams, but our coaches are going to be a little bit more in charge of that, to just let us focus and have less stress, I would say. So we arranged some practices with other teams from Lithuania, some American teams, also from Switzerland. So we just do what we do when we are in the World Tour in all these different competitions. And I would say I would focus on being there as a normal tournament till the day that we start playing. And yeah, I would say that's it.
as your coach, Hector, is he going to be out there? The TCU head coach, is he going to be there?
Hector is going to be there, not coaching, because we have our national coach, but he's going to be there. He already asked for tickets. So yeah, he's going to be there supporting with other members too. And I think that 29 for sure, he's going to be watching. So that's super exciting too, because I think he's also part of this achievement, and it's special for us to having Hector there.
Growing up and playing your whole life, how did like transitioning into like TCU beach volleyball like change anything, or how did it prepare you? Because you have played your whole life practically, and you know what to do. So how did it go into TCU help you?
Yeah, I did play my entire life, but I never played college. And that's way different than just playing two on court and that's it. That's the team. It's just your partner and you competing. You go together to the events, to the competitions, and that's it. It's just Danny and me. But when I first went to TCU, it was, I don't know, 20, 25 girls in the team doing weights at the same time at 6 a.m. in the morning. Then at practice, everyone cheering. It's like, do I have to cheer too? Like, I'm sharing something with others. Like, I'm not on court with them, but we are like one team out of my court, because we play five teams at the same time, and the support that I was getting on my court. Then I finished my game and I knew I had to cheer for the other teams that were competing. So that's something that really helped me developing my athletic skills, I would say, and my personal development, because it's something that we don't have in Spain in that level. So I think I learned so many things from teamwork, from leadership, from group communication, and from bonding with each other. Because if we don't do that there, if we just go and do our things by ourselves, then we don't get to accomplish our goals. So yeah, I think it's something that we don't have here, and it really helped me in my journey to get more skills to improve. Yeah.
Awesome. So what is one thing that you want people to know about you and know about what legacy you want to leave, and like what do you want to take away from this Paris Olympics? If anybody could just know you, what would you want to tell them?
Oh, I don't know. I think until I finish the Olympic Games, I can decide which takeaway I will pick. So I think that's a really deep question. I would just say enjoy the journey. That's something that we do every day, and we try to remember each other, because the Olympic Games is going to be there. It's going to be an amazing experience forever. It's a dream that we accomplished, but the journey of qualifying, of living together so many experiences and having those lows, those highs in the journey every day, those things really make it special, even if it's difficult to get there. But it's just part of the process, and enjoying it, it's beautiful. So I would just say that right now, but maybe I change it once I'm done at the Olympic Games.
Awesome. So you talked about like the qualifying process. Was that a challenging process? Because you're competing against top people, and it's a huge honor to be able to compete for your country and be able to go to the Olympics. But what did that qualifying process look like, and how did you go about that?
Yeah, it was difficult because we also missed the first 3 4 months of tournaments. We were still playing at TCU from January to May 2023, and the Olympic race already started. So we knew that was a challenge already because I would say that an easier way to get to the Olympics is participating in the World Championships the year before. Let's say that's something that helps you qualify. It's not secure, but you only need six tournaments, six really good results for qualifying to the World Champs. And we finished in May competing NCAA championships. So we knew we had maybe seven tournaments. I would say eight maybe. So we had to make six results, and it was pressure on us, I'm not gonna lie, but we found a way to manage that and to take it as a positive thing. So we did qualify to the World Champs, and since then I think we got two or three medals at Challengers, and our game and teamwork improved so much till the end of the Olympic race. So yeah, it was super long, super emotional, and yeah, I'm just thinking about it and I get a smile on my face because it was something really special.
I mean, at this point, we're like a week away, right? And you've had all these competitions and tournaments. Does it help you prepare for actually playing in the Olympics? Like, or are you still just as nervous as you are for every match?
No, I think I'm just gonna take it as one more regular tournament, even if the atmosphere is gonna be way different. That's why I will just prepare myself to focus. But as I said before, we had a couple of tournaments last week, a few weeks ago, and we were using those to prepare Paris to find a better way of playing, to adjust some details. And I think it's something positive to just take it as one more tournament on the World Tour or one more competition that we're gonna, I don't know, be there maybe super excited, but yeah, I don't know. I think I'm just overthinking everything right now, but once I'm there, I might change my mind 100%.
So you're coming back for to TCU after taking a gap year. What are you most looking forward to coming back to Fort Worth and TCU? You'll be back with your teammates and everything. How will that change your training schedule, and how will that change everything else?
Yeah, taking a gap year was weird. It was like an endless summer where we were just competing. So I don't know if I'm aware that I took a gap year, to be honest. I know I'm going back in August, which is fall, regular flight that I would take in a different year on a Sunday. On a Monday, I start my classes. And I will ask Hector just to take maybe a couple of weeks off to recharge and reset because it was a long journey, but I'm so excited to meet the team again, to hang out with them and to start sharing more experiences with them. Because for me, it's also a really beautiful year this last year. I'll be also graduating, but it's my last year with Danny playing for TCU, my last year of college. And I don't know, we have something there to win a national championship. We already won conference twice, even though the second one I wasn't there, I was still feeling part of the team. So I don't know, I will just as I said, enjoy every moment that I have with the team again and reconnect and yeah, I don't know. Classes, yeah, but I don't know. I'm excited for the team.
That is awesome. What is one thing that you want to enjoy like competing in the Olympics? Like, I know you said you wanted to enjoy the whole atmosphere, but like, you're playing against a lot of people you've played against, you've not played against. So it's pretty much the same, but like, what's one thing you want to put a goal on, or what do y'all want to set y'all's goal at? I mean, obviously gold is the but I don't know, like, the full, like, beach volleyball standards, like, what does that
Yeah.
all take?
Our coach is always telling us to be ambitious, to have a mindset of going for the medals that we can, that we everyone trusts on us. We trust on us too. And we will say just find our best game. Enjoy every game, but find our best game and fight. Fight for every point, every opportunity that we have in that moment. So game by game, point by point, and then we'll see what the outcome is. But mindset has to be get to the highest level possible. And if that means taking a medal, that would be amazing.
You guys have the walkout, right? The opening ceremony on the 26th. Have you seen your outfit that you're wearing yet? Are you kind of like excited for that? Because everyone else will be there too.
Have you seen my outfits?
I haven't.
Okay, yeah. We have a beautiful, colorful skirt with some red, orange, yellow colors. And I think we're going to be looking beautiful, but it's something that we did not expect to have that skirt of, I don't know, like so many colors together. But yeah, we were a little bit nervous because if we had played at 27th, then we wouldn't have the chance to go to the opening ceremony because that takes a lot of time. But we're playing the 29th, so we are going to the opening ceremony. It's going to be different. It's not going to be the normal stadium that you walk around. It's going to be in the river with the boats, all the different countries in different boats. And it's different for me as I didn't go to other Olympic Games. It's going to be like a normal thing, but I'm just excited. I think it's going to be beautiful too.
Well, we were talking about it before we started the meeting, and we were looking at where we could find you and if we could watch from here in the United States. And it's showing that it's going to be on NBC as well as Peacock streaming. So
okay.
For everybody here watching, we'll be able to watch at Peacock. But what time does your do you know what time your match is going to take place?
Yeah, my first match, the 29th, is going to be at 12 European time in Paris. So in Texas, 7 hours less. And maybe that's early for you guys. But then the 31st, I played at 5, 7 hours less. So that's something that everyone can be there supporting. And yeah, the 3rd of August, I also play at 12. So if you can wake up early, coffee, breakfast, you can cheer and support for the Spanish Frogs.
Oh, we'll definitely be watching you and Daniela, but we were thankful that you could join us as you're busy and everything. And we're looking forward to having you back on campus this coming semester. And we can't wait to watch you when you become you're a Horned Frog again. But you're once a Horned Frog, always a Horned Frog. JD, yeah. You have anything else?
No, I think it was really great talking to you. We're excited to watch you. I'll be looking during the opening ceremony to look at the colors of the skirt and everything that you just pointed out. But yeah, I you know, we wish you luck and we hope that you do well. You're always representing TCU and we're excited to watch.
Thanks. It was a pleasure.
Tanya, how can we follow you? Like, do you have it social media? How can people follow you that maybe don't know you or maybe want to get to know you?
We do have social media. We have our own personal account and then a team account that is Dantan BV, like beach volleyball. So yeah, it's from Danny, Dan, and from Tanya, Dan. So Dantan BV, that's her team account. And yeah, go follow.
And JD, how can we follow you?
You can find me on what is now X, formerly known as Twitter, JD_Andrus. Or you can find me on Killer Frog website. You can just search my name and you'll find everything I write there.
Awesome. And you can find me on X as well at Nate Cross 474783 or on Instagram Cross 4352. And I'm also a writer for Killer Frogs, and you can check some of our stuff out there as we will also be doing a write-up on Tanya. But we were super, super thankful again for you coming on with us. And we look forward to seeing how well you do at the Summer Olympic Games.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.